Hey everybody, Johnny Storm, Don't Speak. News that everybody's speaking about today for a change. So FoxNews.com, it looks like government officials are taking this storm seriously. Tropical Storm Florence approach prompts state of emergency declaration in North Carolina. So as it drew closer to the East Coast overnight and was expected to reach hurricane strength on Sunday, possibly becoming a major hurricane thereafter, some models show it going to a 5. Forecasters said early Saturday. The approaching storm prompted North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper to declare a state of emergency, a step that makes resources available for addressing the storm's effects. Now, one of the things they're doing is they're getting all the utility companies, everybody pre-staged, so that when power does go down, they're ready to go. Now, another sign that they're taking this very seriously is the U.S. Navy. In advance of Hurricane Florence, they're set the process in motion to set sail all ships from Hampton Roads, Virginia, one of the most vulnerable ports to sea level rise in the country. And same story over here. So it is being taken seriously, and you need to as well. You need to be prepared. Prayed up and prepped up, remember? All right. Now here's a kit that ready.gov recommends. This is to get you started, and it's a good list. A basic emergency supply kit include the following recommended items. Water, 1 gallon of water per person per day for at least 3 days for drinking and sanitation. I recommend at least 2 weeks, but that's me. Food, at least a 3-day supply of non-perishable food. Once again, I go 2 weeks because you don't know. You just don't know how long it will take them to restore power and everything else. All right, battery powered a hand crank radio and a NOAA weather radio with tone alert. And if you do put batteries in them, make sure you check them and take them out after you're done checking the radio. Otherwise, they will corrode the terminals inside and could wreck your radio. All right, flashlight, first aid kit, extra batteries, whistle to signal for help, dust mask to help filter contaminated air, and plastic sheeting and duct tape to shelter in place. Moist towelettes, garbage bags, and plastic ties for personal sanitation. Wrench or pliers to turn off utilities. Manual can opener for food. That's also very important. You know, you might chuckle when you see that, but you'd be amazed at how many people probably don't have can openers these days, because everything goes in the flipping microwave. Local maps, cell phone with chargers, and a backup battery. Additional emergency supplies. Consider the following items to adding the following items to your emergency supply kit based on your individual needs. Prescription medication, super important. There are a lot of people out there that can't survive without their blood pressure medication, without their insulin and so forth. Make preps for that as well. Non-prescription medications such as pain relievers, anti-diarrhea medication, antacids or laxatives. Glasses and contact lens solution. Infant formula, bottles, diapers, wipes, diaper rash cream. Pet food and extra water for your pet. Cash or traveler's checks. Very important, folks. Cash is going to be king. Because Puerto Rico, it was over a month later, and they still didn't have ATMs and banks up and running normally. So without cash, you're just going to be stuck. I'd also recommend smaller amounts of silver, like the pre-1964 dimes and quarters. They're 90% silver and a lot easier to barter with than a big chunk of gold. Also, ammo, food. Have extra of that so you can trade it. Excuse me. Important family documents such as copies of insurance policies, identification and bank account records saved electronically or in a waterproof portable container. I would print them all out and save them in a waterproof portable container because the electronics could be down for a while. You never know. A sleeping bag or warm blanket for each person. Complete change of clothing appropriate for your climate and sturdy shoes. Household chlorine bleach and a medicine dropper to disinfect water. Fire extinguisher. Matches in a waterproof container. Feminine supplies and personal hygiene items. Mess kits, paper cups, plates, paper towels, and plastic utensils. Paper and pencil, and this is actually super important too. Books, games, and puzzles or other activities for children. And adults too. You need to keep your mind off the hardship sometimes. And this can really help break the monotony and really help de-stress people. Gives them something to do. Now, maintaining your kit after you assemble it, make sure to maintain it so it's ready when it's needed. Keep canned food stored in a cool, dry place. Store boxed food in tightly closed plastic or metal containers. Replace expired items as needed. Rethink your needs every year and update your kit as your family needs change. And I'll stop there. You get the idea. So I'll put this link in the description so you can print it out, what have you. But you need all of those things, and that really does cover the basics. It's a good list. I don't care if it says .gov, it's still a good list. All right, there you go. Navy's taking it seriously. The governor of North Carolina is, so I think you should as well. Build a kit if you don't have one, get it done. All right, prayed up and prepped up. Johnny Storm, don't speak.